Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys, and this is an injury show. If you've been injured, you need to listen to this. If you have somebody in your family that's been injured, you need to listen. We try to give you the information every week that you need to fight and beat and defeat the insurance company on your injury claim. And if you don't think they don't have strategies to beat your injury claim and pay you less or reduce it, reduce your payment, reduce your compensation from fair compensation in our view to whatever they're going to try to pay you and eliminate it or reduce it down to nothing or next to nothing, then you're wrong. It's exactly what they do. It's exactly how they're trained. And also, if you think that you're talking to an adjuster, you've had a motor vehicle accident, that's what we talk about, car accidents, as that's our typical example. We have other subjects as well, but we're talking about car accidents in this show. If you have a car accident and you're talking to the adjuster, if you don't think they're trying to get information from you to use against you, you're wrong. But once you realize that, once you realize it's a war, and once you realize they're trying to take advantage of you, whether so subtly or not so subtly, then you're going to be educated, and at Bell and Pollack, we educate you. We give you the information you need. Our motto at Bell and Pollack is we educate and advocate. Now, let's take the examples, and that's what we're going to cover today. But you're talking to the adjuster. This is part two of these shows, this series. You're talking to an adjuster. Let's give an example. They've got $100,000 policy limits for their at-fault driver. $100,000 policy limits, and you think your case is worth it all. And then let's say you had $34,000 in medical bills. Now, Brad's going to explain to you, when the insurance company says to you, well, we don't want to pay you the full 100 grand, maybe your case is worth 100 grand, but we want to pay you 100,000 minus less the $34,000 that was paid by your health insurance company, so we shouldn't have to pay for that. What about that, Brad?
Well, it's a bad idea to take that deal. If they make it sound great, they make it sound wonderful, like that's something you do or that you should do, but the bottom line is that's not the way it works, and it's not the way it should work either. It's a complicated roadmap that you have with respect to what's known as collateral source, what you do when somebody else pays your medical bills and somebody else pays money for you to get better or for you or somebody else pays to reimburse you for lost income. It's very complicated a roadmap, and it's a roadmap you have to look at and try and figure out what exactly you're going to be doing with the money, because you've got rights of subrogation. Some rights of subrogation can be overcome. Some rights of subrogation are solid and cannot be overcome. You have received medical benefits and you've received medical insurance. You paid for that somewhere along the line. I don't know anybody gets free medical insurance except for maybe Medicaid. And even that, it's questionable whether or not that's considered free medical insurance or not. But you know, when you start dealing with the insurance, who out there gets free medical insurance? And if you say, well, I get it through my employer, so that's free. Not really. That's benefits your employer is spending on you as a result and due to the fact that you're willing to work for that employer. You're spending time working for that employer. And those monies that are available and are being used for medical benefits to make sure that you are covered medically for your injuries or you're covered medically for any problems you have, that money is money that may otherwise, may at least some of it, make it into your paycheck if the employer didn't give that benefit. But instead, the employer has chosen to give you that benefit. It's a great benefit. You would appreciate the benefit. So now you're paying for that benefit. And the question is, and has been, who's supposed to get the fruit of that benefit? Who should get the fruits of what you pay for? But before we even get, but as we get into that, we have the mixture into the soup pot of what goes on with regard to the subrogation and whether or not maybe you're not getting benefit at all. Maybe you're getting very little benefit.
Right. But the point number one is the insurance company that's going to try to beat you and defeat your claim, right? That insurance company cannot subtract the $34,000 in our example, cannot subtract the $34,000 from the $100,000 policy limits and just pay you the difference. They can't do it. And so they have to pay you the full $100,000, and they don't want to because they want to be able to subtract the $34,000 of your medical bills. That's fight number one. But you can win that fight, but you got to know what you're doing, right? You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can win the war. Here's how you win this war. They have to pay you the full $100,000, and we're assuming your case is worth the $100,000 or more. So they have to pay you the $100,000, and they're going to. So they can't subtract out the $34,000 when they pay you. But that's not the end of the story. So the next part of the story, and we're going to talk about that today, and we're talking about when you talk to these adjusters and these insurance companies, they know all this. They ask you questions about this to get the information that they otherwise would not be necessarily entitled to. So you don't have to volunteer it. But now you've got health insurance company XYZ. And Brad, let's go through this scenario. Your health insurance company is XYZ. They have paid $34,000 of your medical bills. You've got a $100,000 policy from the at-fault party. Now, does health insurance company XYZ have a right of subrogation? Meaning, does health insurance company XYZ have the right to take and be paid the $34,000 out of your $100,000 settlement and payment, right? As a beginning point, there's many points in this whole scenario, but as a beginning point, what do people need to know about this, Brad?
The first thing and the overriding thing that you're going to do as we talk about this is you need to keep in mind that you have paid a premium somewhere along the line. And you have had money out of your pocket or that you otherwise would have gotten down the line for this medical insurance. Please keep remembering that whenever you hear what we talk about with regard to how this system works. And if you keep remembering that, then what you should keep remembering is to the extent there's any benefits that can come to you, you should get them. You are paying monthly. You're paying through your work. You're paying money for this insurance coverage. So why should somebody else get the benefit of what you've paid for? And at times you've got to ask yourself, why should the insurance company that is going to go in and pay my medical bills, why should they get back the money that I now have to hire a lawyer to go get from the at-fault party and be able to keep my premiums? Isn't that what I give them the premiums for?
Yeah, but in our example, the $34,000, that's what you're talking about. So the at-fault party is going to pay $100,000 in our example, and now you paid a premium for this health insurance, and they want the $34,000 paid back to them because you were injured by what they call a third party, because you were injured by an outside party, and they want their money back, and there's usually a provision in their policy to do that. And you don't think that's fair. But, Brad, there's ways to approach this, and that's what's called subrogation, paying them back.
Right. And what's going to happen is when this happens, always, when you're involved in a crash anymore, they always want to, or when you go in and get medical care, they always want to know, did your medical care, is it the result of somebody else causing injury to you? First thing they want to know. Everybody wants to know it. And if they get that information, depending on when you give it to them, you may put yourself into a very difficult position because now all of a sudden they may refuse to pay. They may say we're going to pay it direct. They may say we want you to sign these documents that allow us to keep track of what the other side's doing and what your care is so that we can make a direct demand against the other side. All this happens as you're talking, and you know, maybe we're expanding our topic a little bit, it's not just talking to the adjuster, it's when you're talking to even the healthcare providers. And it's all because it's an intricate web that's going on. So when you have $34,000 of medical bills, well, if you have a medical insurance with some other company, Blue Cross Blue Shield, any one of them, United Healthcare, if you have it with any of them, the chances are they're not going to pay a full $34,000 for your medical bills to satisfy that requirement. As a matter of fact, if they're in network, chances are they're going to pay much less than that. So now you've got two questions. Let's say you've got this $34,000 worth of medical bills, and you you have United Healthcare has paid $17,000 of it to satisfy all obligations. Now you're going to get a little note from United Healthcare saying, we want $17,000 back, although they've collected premiums for all this. And then you're going to get a statement from the insurance company for the at-fault driver saying, well, we want to take credit for the $17,000 that United was able to get off your bill and that you got as a result of paying your medical premiums. We want to take advantage of that. Why? I don't even know why, how they can justify it. I really don't know. You know, that because they know darn good and well, this is a benefit you paid for, but they're going to want to take that money off. Or sometimes they'll look and they'll say, I'll tell you what, just let us pay the money direct to your healthcare provider. And then they'll try and take United's discount that United gets because they're a big supplier of injured people or sick people.
And you can't let them do that. Now, we got a break coming up, but after the break, we're going to break this down further for you because it became, even a simple example can become complicated. But once you grasp the concept, once you understand it, once you're educated, you can win. You can beat them. All right, Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, our law firm is Bell and Pollack. I tell you what, we've done cases all over the state of Colorado, all kinds of injury cases, jury trials everywhere. We do workers' compensation cases, on-the-job injuries. We can represent injured workers. We can represent you. We can help you put your life back together again. We have over 35 years of experience helping injured victims. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900 or our website championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. We do injury shows all over the state of Colorado. We have for years. And why do we do it? Why do we go through the time, money, effort, expense to do it? To teach you, to educate you. If you're educated, if you have information, you're not just guessing. You're not just hoping. You can win your war. You can win the injury claim. You can achieve fair and complete and adequate and thorough compensation for you and your family. Because let's face it, injuries affect not only the injured victim, but also the family structure, individuals in the family. Maybe it's a work-related injury. Maybe you got lost income, lost wages. We can help you. We can put our experience to work for you. You can put our experience to work for you. All you have to do is give us a call at 303-795-5900. 1-800-795-1500. Today we're talking about subrogation, collateral source rules, kind of complicated. But our example is you were injured by somebody in a car accident. The at-fault party policy limits are $100,000. Your medical bills are $34,000. Retail value. Remember that word, retail value. Because you have a health insurance company, let's say it's Blue Cross Blue Shield, and even though your retail value of your medical bills were $34,000, Blue Cross Blue Shield is not going to pay the providers or the hospital $34,000. Because if they were in network, they're going to pay them something less. So let's use an example. Let's say they pay them $20,000 instead of $34,000. Now, Brad, the at-fault insurance company wants to take advantage of that. The at-fault insurance company wants to say, wait a minute, the medical bills really weren't $34,000, even though that's the retail value. They really were only $20,000. So that's what we want to use to value the case.
Yeah, that's the first start the adjuster is going to try and do when they're talking to you. The adjuster is going to say, well, how much did you pay for your medical care? Or how much have you paid? How much did your, and you say, well, I have my deductible, and they'll say, okay, we know your deductible is, let's say, $5,000. And how much did your insurance company pay? Well, I've looked at the explanation of benefits, which we call EOBs. I've looked at the explanation of benefits. The insurance companies paid the $15,000. And they say, okay, well, we'll go ahead and pay your medical bills. That's what the adjuster likes to say. And the adjuster wants you to pour out this information. Now, normally, if you have a lawyer, we're not going to give them that information because it's none of their business how much you paid. We're going to look and say, well, let's not talk about how much my client paid and how much my client's insurance, health insurance paid. Let's talk about how much the providers billed. And they're going to go, well, we don't want to know that because we all know that the health insurance companies get discounts. Yes, they do. But once again, the overriding theme in this show is when you're talking to the adjuster, when you've got the lawyer, your lawyer talking to the adjuster, we're happy to talk to the adjuster for you. The overriding theme that goes on at that point is well, wait a minute. My client paid medical benefits and paid medical insurance premiums for the last 4 years to be covered under the medical care. My client has been working for this company that has a medical plan for the last 10 years and has been paying this money. Why at-fault party? Why Mr. or Mrs. X, who has run a stop sign and rammed into my client, or why Mr. G, who has driven behind my client and rammed into the back of them, why should they get the benefit of my client's payment of medical premiums? So, of course they're going to want to pay the lower amount. Of course, the at-fault party's insurance company is going to want all this information and they're going to try and get it from you. And I think the adjusters really kind of lick their chops when they think they're talking to somebody who is not contacting an attorney.
Well, not educated and doesn't have the information. But here's the trick. Look at this. There's the trick coming right at you right now. So you're talking to the adjuster. You're talking to the insurance company. Think about this right now. The insurance company does not automatically know what the reduced value was that, let's say, Blue Cross Blue Shield paid on the $34,000. They see $34,000 was billed, and they understand and believe that it's going to be reduced somehow by Blue Cross Blue Shield, and they want those records, and they want you to tell them how much it was reduced by. So they don't have that information to begin with.
Right.
I mean, they don't know what it is, but they got to get the information. And one way they try to get it is from you.
And one of the ways they try and get it from you is they send you these releases. Well, let us get your medical records and your medical bills so we can see what your expenses were, so we can see what your charges were, so we can see what happened. Well, when they go to get those and they send you this all-encompassing release or authorization, it gives them all the information they need to put in their back of their mind, you didn't really pay $34,000.
Right. And Blue Cross Blue Shield didn't really pay $34,000. They paid $20,000 in this example, but they don't know that until they get you to sign the releases and they go look at the records. That's why we say you're never going to sign those paperwork. You're never going to sign those releases. You're never going to sign any other, quote, questionnaires. You're never going to give them a list of the doctors and all your doctors that you've been treating for 10 years, 15 years, or for your entire life. You're not going to do that. Why? Because you want to win the war.
And what are they doing that for? You're saying, well, what's it matter if the law says they have to pay the full amount? Because there's not only the right to recover for these special damages of the entire $34,000, although you only paid $20,000, that there's also, or your health insurance paid $20,000, but there's also the right to what we call general damages. And those general damages, your pain and suffering, your loss of enjoyment of life, your loss of quality of life, your pain, the problems you've gone through, your disabilities. And what the adjusters will keep in their mind is, well, if they know your case, they'll go, you've already gotten a $14,000 benefit. So, you know, really deep down, they don't even want to apply the law. They don't want to, because they don't think the law is fair. They don't want to apply the law. They don't want to say, well, we really can't consider that extra $14,000 when we consider your general damages. Instead, they consider it and they're going around, we already got $14,000. We'll throw another $500 or $1,000 on top of it and go away.
So in the end, Brad and I are saying they reduced the value of your injury claim. They got to value your claim. They got to value it and pay you money. But they want to reduce it. So one way they reduce it is they say, well, maybe the retail value of the billed medical bills and the billed medical charges billed was $34,000. But Blue Cross Blue Shield in this example only paid $20,000. Therefore, if we can argue and seize upon the $20,000, which we never knew before, and we got the information, now we can say we can reduce the payout on the whole case because your medical bills really weren't $34,000. On the retail value, they really were 20 in this example, and that's how they start to devalue your case.
Right, they devalue the other side of it because they hold in the back of their mind, well, you've already gotten some money or you've already gotten a benefit, and this has gone on with we've gone through court many times, the Trial Lawyers Association in this state, and we've gone through the different avenues in the legislature, and it's clear. The jury doesn't get to hear this. The jury doesn't know about this because it would be too much of a situation of trying to calculate exactly what's going on and how it works and explain it to the jury when there's no need to. Because the jury's job is to determine if our client is hurt and to determine the amount of damages our client sustained as a result of the injury. And the amount of damages is the fair market value of the services provided, even if the doctors and hospitals and medical care providers are taking a cut even below the fair market value for the benefit of having their health insurance companies that they're affiliated with pay them on a timely basis, pay them the amount that they know they're supposed to get according to the particular schedules that are out there, and make sure that they're going to get paid without having to wait for the injured parties to be able to get back to work, to be able to get some money, to be able to find a loan, to be able to do what's necessary to pay their provider. So there's reasons for these discounts. And the bottom line is that insurance companies for the car, for the at-fault party, they don't like the fact that they don't get that discount, even though they know darn good and well they haven't paid one dime in premiums to get that discount.
You paid the premiums. You're supposed to get the benefit of it. You're the injured victim. You and your family. And you need to be protected. You can call us, Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, Bell and Pollack, anytime. You can call us right now, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Why not? You get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. And I tell you what, at Bell and Pollack, we pride ourselves in the fact that we don't just send an investigator out to talk to you or drop off some paperwork, what I call drive-by representation. You actually get a meaningful, significant initial conference and consultation, and you get a free, significant, meaningful legal game plan. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and look up our book, Legal Game Plan. We wrote a book on it. It's free. You can download any copy of that book or any of our books on our website. We got a break coming up. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We're not through with today's subject, so stick with us. Hang with us. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We are on your side. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh-made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. We do this show every week, and we do a whole host of shows and variety shows throughout the state of Colorado to educate everyone on injury subjects. And we do it, and we've done it for years, and we're glad to do it. We educate and advocate at Bell & Pollock. So let's talk about our example today. We've got $100,000 of at-fault insurance limits, and that at-fault insurance company does not want to pay the retail value of the $34,000 in medical bills. They want to take credit for a premium you paid, and they want to only take into consideration or pay for the $20,000 reduced value, reduced payout, because everybody knows it was reduced. But the law says they can't do that. That's the Garden Schwartz case. And then, Brad, let's talk about the fact that part of that money, when you get the money from the injured victim, it does have to be paid back to XYZ insurance, health insurance company, like Blue Cross Blue Shield. But there's even procedures to follow to help the injured victim further on that.
There are. And that's exactly what will happen. Blue Cross Blue Shield will say, if you've been injured or if your medical bills are the result of somebody causing injury to you, then we want to be paid back once you get the money from the person who caused the injury to you. And we want that money. We have laws in the state of Colorado that talk about the make whole doctrine that says, wait a minute, you know, that you're not supposed to be able to do that. If my client hasn't been made whole, if the injured person hasn't been made whole by the amount of coverage that's out there, then you don't get any of this reimbursement. We've got laws that say that the attorneys are able to still get their attorney's fees for spending the time to go out and get this money. And to help the person get this money and to help our own client. So if we do have to turn money over to and back over to Blue Cross Blue Shield or United, then what's going to happen is we can still get paid out of their share. So you're not having to pay us for them. We're still going to take money out of both sides, but it's a way to make sure that you're protected and they got to pay some of the costs. Is that fair? Absolutely. Think again. Blue Cross Blue Shield is telling you, we want the money you're getting from the at-fault party, but yet you've paid us premiums all this time, and we want to keep the premiums, plus we want to keep the money. So in essence, we want to be able to say, you got this medical care, but we didn't have to pay a dime for it.
Isn't that a great business model? They charge you premium for years, and they get all their money back. So there's many ways to fight this. You can call us. We can educate you. We can help you. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900, that's 795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com.
We have 6 books there. They're all free. We'll be glad to give you a significant, meaningful, free initial consultation and a significant, meaningful, free legal game plan. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll see you next week.